Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
Before you take your next sip of water, consider the source. Del Mar County now has a choice, McClellan Mountain Spring Water, delivered to your home or office in 3 or 5 gallon spill-proof bottles. McClellan Mountain Spring Water is proudly BPA-free. We're so confident you'll love our water, the first month is free. From our home delivery to our custom-labeled bottled water, McClellan Mountain Spring Water is your local choice for the purest water. For your health and the health of the planet, call McClellan Mountain Spring Water at 268-0254 today.
This is my last community comment of 2012, and if the doomsday predictions of the Mayan calendar are correct, it could be the last one ever. Guess I better do a good job if this is the one I'm remembered by. It's sobering to stop and think sometimes that your most recent interaction with someone could be your last. A couple of months ago, we had a farewell party for a coworker. We all gathered in our conference room. Everybody had their chance to express their fondness for her, describe memories, and tell her how much they cared for her and how much they'd miss her. We all gathered again in the same room again yesterday, except to observe her death. Mary Scott was a public health nurse and the coordinator of maternal, child, and adolescent health. She drowned at Big Lagoon with her son Getty and husband Howard. She's survived by her daughter Olivia, a student at College of the Redwoods. I first met Mary years ago when we both worked at St. Joseph Hospital. She's also worked at Senior Resource Center, Breast Health Project, and most recently was an instructor in the College of the Redwoods nursing program. Mary Scott was an unforgettable character, smart, pretty, creative, funny, talented. Most of all, she was open to people. She was engaging, accessible, friendly, and caring. I describe her as a little bit Dr. Quinn, medicine woman, Xena, warrior princess, Julia Childs, and Rosie the Riveter. She was a cook and a gardener, a nurse with a full-time job who raised a family and a mini farm, including 2 yaks. She'd bring a basket of oatcakes to work in the morning, not for a special occasion, just to support people and let us know she cared about us. She loved to hike, and she would walk from her house in Freshwater to Bridgeville, or she'd jump up and take a hike to Costco. Mary was a cartoonist. You can see her work in a children's book, The Number Yard, written by Alan Cook. I believe Pearson's carries it. The Senior Resource Center apparently has a whole book of cartoons drawn by Mary to illustrate the senior daily activities. She cared deeply about people, and after her death, I've met a number of folks who were touched by her presence and caring. Mary was herself a breast cancer survivor. She would spend time with strangers, helping them cope with their diagnosis. She'd write letters to complete strangers, sharing her hope and courage. She was an advocate for pregnant women. She worked hard to remove the stigma of postpartum depression. She had a wicked sense of humor, too. She invited everyone at work down to the break room for cake and let us discover to our horror that she had frosted a cereal box. April Fools, she shouted. She was the only one laughing. The Mary stories go on and on. The rest of the family must have been as remarkable, and her daughter deserves our community's support. Donations to assist the family can be made at any Coast Central Credit Union branch. The account number is 182671. A memorial will be held for the family this Sunday in Arcata. She left a positive impression on me and on many other people. She was an example of how to really live life every day. This is Mike Goldsby for Community Comment.
Community Comment presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.